So welcome back down to the basement here at Blue Fox. We are with the band Revolution. Who do I got here?
You got Drew
and Rick.
Jerry.
Marika.
And Paul.
And we got Dr. Sound, Ron West here too.
Ooh, Dr. Sound. Dr. Sound, the man. So you guys recently played the Blue Fox for your first time. How did y'all enjoy it?
It was fun. It was very fun. Nice stage, lovely element, lovely place.
Definitely dug. It's a nice venue in the area that we'd like to come back to. It was the first shot, so, you know, it was a hot summer night, so it wasn't the greatest crowd, but I think next time around we'll be able to pack the place and have a good show.
Have we signed y'all up for a second time yet?
Not yet.
Damn it, go ahead. How long have y'all been together now, and actually how did y'all get together?
We started this in
about 2006.
Yeah, Drew and I started it in 2006 and went through a couple players and needed somebody to set in for a New Year's to play bass and didn't really have anybody, so I contacted my father. Daddy, will you please come help? Sure enough, he showed up and did everything flawlessly and said, you know, if you really want me to do this full time, I'll do it full time. And
the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now every time I look over to my left, I get to see my smiling father looking at me.
So yeehaw. That's Jerry and Rick, right?
Yeah, I like it because it keeps Jerry honest, because his dad's such a good musician that Jerry can't play around now like he used to.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to party like he used to either? Or?
Well, don't let him fool you.
You ought to hear some band practice, though. It's like 10-year-old schoolgirls arguing with each other.
Yeah, we actually have a bunch of money pinned up on the wall from several bets that we've won and lost, but nobody's ever claimed the money. It just always sits there and grows and grows and grows. Who knows, one day we'll buy a microphone or something with
it. There you go. I like that idea. Well, now you're wrong, bitch, 10 bucks.
Yep, fix the tire on the trailer or something.
And Drew's the master. He never loses the bet. He always knows what part's coming next.
That's why it's pinned up right behind him.
Yeah, I got about 12 different dollar bills pinned up there for all the bets that they've lost.
Drew is the drummeister, so he keeps everybody in line, it looks like.
Actually known as the general.
The general.
Or Switzerland when it comes to money.
Yeah, exactly. Regarding the history, Paul and Marika were the last ones to come into the band, and they've been here for over a year now, so it's been a year anniversary since they've joined, and very happy to have them with us. It adds a great dimension to us, especially a female vocalist, Paul, his keyboards and his vocals brings us to other elements we didn't have before, so it's really, really nice to have both of them with the band.
So you're getting pretty tight then.
Oh yeah, the last year has been a lot of work with all the members. We've gotten really good at what we're doing now, and now it's just kind of on autopilot, and we're enjoying it. We're having a lot of fun and a lot of original aspirations as well as other music that we're playing, so we're looking forward to expanding and moving on and playing for all these great people who live and work around here.
You all definitely had one of the best recordings I've heard since we've been recording.
That's interesting. I wonder why is it the best recording? Why do you say that?
Well, to be honest with you, when we first started this, the guy from Push to Start, he's the one that set everything up. He queued it in. We were all running track for track, and I would get 15 tracks or 10 tracks, and I'd have to put them all back together. I did Blackmail, mixed them down, and I did Funny Money. We didn't have effects coming off the board. Gotcha. It was dry coming off the board. So I put in my own delay just to cover that. And they started freaking out about it. They're like, that isn't what we sound like. And DeMasi was like, I don't run sound like that. I was like, y'all serious here? Come on. So then they said, okay, all you really need is the two house mics and the two directs. So we started getting that. Then the drums too loud. Then the hi-hat's too loud. Then the vocals are too low. And guitars, you can't even hear the bass. And so then we're back and forth. And then this guy comes in and plugs in his flash drive the other day and wipes out everybody's programming. So nice. Then we got it all reprogrammed again. And you all were one of the first ones when it got reprogrammed.
Gotcha.
So that might be. Or plus, maybe the sound guy was sounding good that night.
We were putting through the.
We definitely challenged him. Not because, you know, he's a very qualified and good sound man, but I think he was a little taken back because we're not a heavy metal band exclusively. We're a variety cover band. So yeah. We play a lot of different genres. After the first set, he was like, man, he's like, I'm really enjoying this, because he didn't just set the levels and just lead. Kind of had to work it, and Ron can attest to that. But he definitely enjoyed it.
They're supposed to keep moving. Doing stuff. They're a sound man.
He couldn't believe we were running 19 channels.
Wow.
He said, I don't have time to do anything. He said, run the board.
It was 19 channels.
And that's a little bit. We usually run 24.
How many are running just on the drums?
Boy, 11 or 12?
11. Yeah. If it makes a sound, it gets a mic.
Each one of them got a bunch of different ones for themselves. So.
Well, plus we use inner monitor systems, and so we had to go back to the wedges, and that was kind of a transition phase there, but by the second set we were rolling pretty good.
Now I remember Paul from a long time ago. We were forced to work with this one guy that we should not mention his name.
How long ago?
It was right when I started getting into recording. It was about 1996-97.
Yeah, about then. You had that party on there with you lived at the Loudstream Mall at the time, didn't you?
At a studio.
During Apple Blossom, and we were on the back of that deck on the back that was was about to collapse from all the people that were hanging around there.
Somebody threw a bowling pin out my window and almost nailed somebody on the wall. Cops knocking at the door.
Yeah, those were the days. Well, the biggest thing was, I mean, the party was off the hook. I mean, it was really good. The thing that was I was worried about was the impending insurance claim from all the people that would have sprawled all over the alley if that thing would have gave way. I mean, I could feel the whole thing move.
And that was before YouTube, so we couldn't film it back then.
Yeah. Those are the days. Those are the days, Brian.
It's amazing to see that you're still playing.
Yeah.
Finally got a good band that you're happy with.
Yes, I am. Very much. These guys, they're my brothers and sisters.
So back to it. How did you all hook up with these two riffraffs over here? Oh, I'm sorry, Mercury. You're not a riffraff.
That's okay.
Oh, just I'm the riffraff. See if I come to any more of your parties.
Drew and I played music with Marika for a number of years. We were in Fastlane. It dissolved. Everybody went their own separate ways. On good terms, of course. We're all still really good friends. When we decided to change some things around the Revolution, we decided that we wanted to incorporate another female into the group. There's, in my opinion, there's no better female to have than one Miss Marika Milburn.
I agree.
Thank you.
You can pay me at the end of this.
She already did by this time.
Female singers always make a band.
It's nice to have a female up there.
Well, I think Marika can attest to the difference between Fastlane and Revolution. It's definitely challenged her in a way that she hasn't been challenged before. Some of the music and the things she's doing. She already has a great voice, but it's further enhancing her capabilities and bringing things out of her that she didn't even know that she could do.
And she's not scared to do a guy song.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're here on the AC/DC stuff. She kicks the crap out of
her. We're going to play one of those right now. How long was Fastlane actually rolling for?
See, I joined them in 03 when I moved here. Well, I moved here in 02. I think it was 2003, and we were with them till about there good 2 or 3 years, and then
about two and a half years, I'd say. Yeah, give or take some change. I was with them for like 5. Then I met Drew when he came.
Was it sad when y'all parted, or was it like, thank God?
We kind of parted together, and we stayed good friends with Marika and her husband.
It was all good.
And we were all really good friends even after that, you know, birthday parties.
I came out and saw Revolution, and
we had other vocalists before Marika, mm-hmm. and a different keyboard player, but that was, you know, well over a year ago, and things have changed, and like I said, just delighted with the lineup we have now.
We've all managed to remain friends, whether they're in or whether they're out or they've came and they've gone. We're all still in contact with each other, more or less.
You got father and son. Are you sister and this is uncle and brother?
No, father and son's enough. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jerry's like the little brother I never wanted.
That's right. You know. I remember that every time I asked for a loan, too.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
It's been a great experience so far. It continues to get better and better and better. We've really worked hard. We spend a lot of time when we make sure the level of excellence is there for us at what we call Revolution quality. We continue to strive to be the best that we can be. We have a great fan base in Charlestown, West Virginia, and Manassas. We have a great customer base and fan base there. We want to grow very bad. We want to grow here in the Winchester area. That's a challenging thing to do because there's a lot of good bands in the Winchester area.
A lot of damn good.
We hope to, for the sake of a better term, invade this area. You know, and we're spending a lot of time and energy and effort to do just that.
We want to be one of them.
Yeah, we want to be one of them.
Yeah, that's cool. Y'all have a show coming up next week in Charlestown.
Yep, to Evans Run Park. It's a free concert from 7 to 9, and it's, you know, kid friendly. Bring your blanket, bring your lawn chair, and hang out. I think they're gonna have a food truck there too for burritos and stuff, is what I read. And
Arracha.
Yeah.
Any other bands on the bill, or just you guys?
No, nope, just us. It's a free concert put on by the city of Charlestown. The following Saturday, the 27th, we're at the Woodstock Moose Lodge, which is actually a really happening room. You wouldn't think so, but it's a great room, yeah. Great people. It's $5 and it's open to the public, so if you're in the vicinity and you want to go, I don't know, we can go to a show for $5. It's for 4 hours.
Right.
So it's a really great deal.
Actually, I've done 2 weddings up there at Moose Lodge.
It's a good room. Good stage. Yeah. Good
I like
sound.
To call it the animal circuit. Yeah. Where are you playing this weekend? The Elks? Really? I'm at the Moose. Really cool. I'm at the Eagles next week.
That's absolutely right.
Yes, indeed. No, great people up there, and they know how to party and have a good time, and incredible drinks. And, you know, it's definitely different from going to a club like the Blue Fox, which is, you know, amazing. Go to a Moose Lodge, it's a really nice one. Very, really enjoy playing there.
So you guys almost full-time now? Are you playing every weekend?
We have been. I wish we could do this just full-time, but we all have regular lives and husbands and wives and jobs and kids, good old life and family and stuff.
Bills.
So
bills. We all need health insurance, and music just doesn't provide health insurance.
it covers everything. I'll go on tour, no problem.
Absolutely.
It causes the need for health insurance.
The phone's ringing right now.
Yes.
Now, so it's a labor of love. I mean, like any of the musicians out there or in the band, you know, they're all working and you're playing on the weekend. It can be a stress on the families and stress on everybody. So we try and book, you know, and have some weekends off. In the same respect, it's a lot of fun to play. So we
keep wanting to do it.
We did, actually. We weren't supposed to, but we had last night off. It ended up working out that way.
We all have our jobs, but this is, I think collectively, this is our passions.
Yeah, you got to love what you're doing to do all the stuff we do and the hours and time we put into it. But, you know, in the end product, when you see it and you hear it, then you know why.
You know Kirk Cresswell?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we were talking the other night because I'm pretty much full-time musician besides my art studio. We were both talking, it's like, you know, our 401k plan doesn't exist in our retirement program. As we work till we have a heart attack.
Yes. Yeah. And Kurt told me, and I've adopted his statement about this. Kurt told me a long, long time ago, he said, no matter how hard I work during the week, music is still the most fun I have all week. And there's some truth to that, even for myself. Yeah.
Even on a bad night.
Even if there's nobody there, you still get to play music.
We still have the camaraderie of getting together with each other and having a good time.
Well, it's like they said, you too, Bono, he played the same for 10 people as he did for 10,000.
Silvertongue was in here and they were telling me that too. It doesn't matter if you have 10 people in there or 100 people. You should do a good show no matter what, just for yourself. Last week I had nobody. I came down here and cleaned the whole basement up and I was just like, I ain't playing for nobody no more. It's bullshit.
It does happen. We like to keep the energy level high because we feel that at the end of the day, happiness is contagious. And if you're happy, the people around you watching you have no choice but to be somewhat happy themselves.
Well, it's transference of energy.
Exactly. So we like to throw a lot of energy, constant movement on stage. We're not one that would stand there in front of our microphone stand and that's where we grow roots for the entire night. We are not ones to do that. In fact, four of us spend, I'd say, 60, probably even 70% of the time off the stage. Poor Drew, he's stuck.
Well, I'm going to do what Fleetwood to get those electronic drums he has in his trousers and on his on his jacket, and I can actually come out from behind the kit and play them.
You guys are playing a lot in West Virginia and Maryland. Oh, the Eagles Club in Brunswick. Been there a couple times.
Yeah.
It's actually a fun room. We played it twice this year. We got another one in October coming.
Yeah, they got a very big stage in there.
It's
a
really nice new facility.
You think twice before jumping off of that one.
Oh,
I've done it quite a few times.
To play those kind of places, you have to be diverse as the audience you're playing for.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we take pride in the ability of being able to jump from one genre to another. And from one second be doing an AC/DC song and jump to Jody
country.
And jump to Jody Messina.
Exactly.
Or jump to Reba McEntire. You know, we have a special talent in Marika that she's capable of doing the soft, pretty ballad that everybody's ready to cry, and the next second she's singing AC/DC and kicking it as hard as it can be kicked.
That's where the liners go up in the air. Y'all are making your way back to Steven City quite a bit in the next couple months.
Yeah, we're so doing a Del Rio show. We're doing the Jay Powell puts together the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Thing, and so we threw our hat in the ring and we're going to participate this year. I think it'll be fun. It'll be great to meet some of the other people that we don't always get to meet because you're always out playing and they're out playing, so it'll be nice to actually.
And we're all real big fans of live music, and it doesn't matter who it is. If it's a live show and we have the opportunity to go, we'll go. It's just the opportunity doesn't present itself very much, so when Jay come to us about this thing, we were like, well, there's our opportunity. We're not so much worried about being everything that there is to be, but, you know, camaraderie and meeting people.
Oh, yeah, meet and greet, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're interested in.
Yeah, that's the one great thing you could say about Winchester and, you know, Front Royal, Shenandoah Valley. There's a great music community and a lot of great musicians and a lot of great people. I mean, you know, look at Brian Bayless, you know, everybody who came out, the things that they did for him here, and, you know, just the outpouring
of
people. Yeah, I mean, you know, it really makes a difference. And, you know, music is like the fruit of life for a lot of us. And
I think it was a long work because, like, when I met Paul, we were trying to get this place going, but everybody was like, F you, I don't want to play with you. And now everybody's like, hey, you can't play? Well, I'll take a gig from you, right? J. Powell had five bands here last night.
Yep.
The Midsummer Night Scream.
You heard it was a blast. Heard it went well.
So, yeah. I mean, and then me and him are doing the bass show August 2nd up here.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay's really starting to become a promoter here.
Very good. He is.
It's right up his niche, that's for sure.
He's one of the roots that, you know, keeps this thing growing.
Definitely.
When you go out on those nights when we're not performing and you watch the other bands, the one thing that's prevalent in all that watching those guys play or whoever they are, you know, in this area, they all of us work very hard. Every one of the bands that you go watch, those guys are working hard. They're loving what they do. They work hard. They're passionate about it. And that's a strong asset to this region of the state.
Definitely, yeah. You all are a variety band. When are you going to become an original band?
It's actually in the works.
Yeah. Got some originals writing right now.
We're working on it. We got some stuff we're working on, and when it's ready, we're going to unleash it and let everybody have a listen. You know, but we're definitely going down that road, just taking our time and doing what we want to do and make it sound the way we want to sound, because we're also at the same time defining what Revolution sounds like, and that's still being defined.
Yeah.
So,
Marika, how are you enjoying the band?
Oh, absolutely.
Being
love
the
it.
Front woman that I haven't heard yet tonight.
I'm a little modest. I can sing, but I'm a little nervous about talking.
That is true. We have to. A about
talking. You could put me in a room of 10,000 people and I have no problem singing, but talking's a big deal. But
that's why we got Jerry.
And I live with a house full of guys, and I'm here with a room full of guys, and I never get a word in edgewise. That's the way it always works. So I just always sit back and enjoy the conversations.
You're right. Too much testosterone.
I bet if you're a flying wall at your house, you're talking a little bit more than you let on.
But no, it's a great band. I'm having a lot of fun. Like Drew said, it is a little more challenging to be in the band, and I'm just looking forward to where it's going to go.
Now, you all have your website, revolutionband.net, and you're also on Facebook, of course, Twitter, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the staples. No Reverb Nation yet. When we get our originals together, that's when we'll start firing that up.
Cool.
Yeah, all the standard social media applications that pretty much everybody's using.
And how's your the rest of your summer looking at right now? It looks like you're pretty booked through September.
Well, August is kind of a month off for us, except we're playing the Del Rio thing at the end of August and another private party, but that's kind of just some relaxed time. We're going to be working on some of our original stuff.
We try and do that every year. Take some time off in August. It's cool. It's hot. There's some things to do.
Yeah.
Well, lately, God, July's been the hottest month. I mean, if August is hotter than what we've had last
week was brutal. Yesterday was brutal. My Jeep had a heat stroke and quit on me.
Don't say that. I drive a Jeep, man.
Yeah, we'll take a little break and we'll spin it back up in September, and you know, we're booked for the rest of the year. And, you know, if you're looking for a band though to do a private party, corporate gig or something, you know, look us up on revolutionband.net. Give us an email, give us a jingle, and maybe we're available. We'd love to talk to you.
Any final words for anybody out there? Anything y'all want to say to Radio Land? No.
I think as a whole, Revolution really, as a goal for us, we want to bring the best and finest music with diversity to the best and finest people that we know here in the Shenandoah Valley, and that's, you know, there is no better than this. This area was touched by the finger of God, and
it is a beautiful area.
Yeah, all the people here are really good, and they're really friendly, and we just want to entertain at the end of the day.
I'll say this. I've been working for bands most of my life, since I was 12 years old. I'm 28 now. I've worked with hundreds of different bands. I've worked with a couple of bands that do basically what Revolution does. Joining this band a couple years ago and doing sound for them week in and week out, one of the things that I love the most about this band is the show that we put on. It's an experience. It's something that you go to a club and say, oh, they have live music here. Yeah, let's go and see the band. The Revolution. Okay, we'll go in. And they're expecting something. And when they see it, they realize they had nothing. They had no preconceived notion that was even going to come close. And I stand back sometimes from my board and I just watch. It's still amazing to me. So you come out and see Revolution, you come out and see the show.
It's a show.
It's a show.
It is. The lights, the smoke, everything. It's great.
It's all Ron's fault.
How many keyboards are you playing? I've got three main ones now. I've got a guitar that I run around with wireless. It's, I want like a guitar.
You
it's
really
pretty bad.
Stuck on the stage.
Yeah. There's minutes where he'll go by. The old
temporarily.
We even have a glass cage that goes around him with stickers on it that says, don't feed the drummer.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean it because he bites.
Instrumentation-wise, we're all wireless. And we have a lot of fun in the middle of the dance floor with Marika and the spotlight and the smoke and the light system that we use. Our light system is unsurpassed in terms of what's normal for this area and how intense the visual aspects of the band are. The visual aspects are up there on the charts in good ways.
Wow. We play for the people that are watching. The people that are dancing are already having fun.
Yeah.
So we play for the people that are standing back in the back of the room with their arms crossed, analyzing everything. Those are the ones that
get out of their seat and move their feet. That's what we say, you know?
And you always see them start to nod their head after a couple bars.
Sorry to keep them down.
Yeah, even the ones that have the scowls in the beginning, man, they can't help it. It's infectious, you know?
Do y'all got some videos on YouTube?
There's actually a Ustream link. We pretty much stream all of our shows live. You can go to revolutionband.net, click on the Ustream link under media, go to Ustream and see all the shows that we posted. They're all up there. The video quality isn't great because we're doing 15 frames a second, but the audio is outstanding because it's a digital board. Ron, Dr. Sound, does his job like no other sound man that I've ever worked with. Ron's here today because he's just as much a part of the band as any of the members are. That's what also makes Revolution such a great show, because we have a dedicated sound light engineer who does what he does. But everybody can check out the Ustream links, and there's tons of different shows up there, so just dial them up and listen to them at your leisure.
Ron also has his own page on the website.
Ron does. Ron is also runs his own sound company. He's a sound engineer, so if you need any mastering, mixing, any type of sound, studio audio, recording, video, studio, Ron can take care of you, and he can tell you what his company is too.
Currently work for a studio called Mixmaster Pro Studios. Videos, photos, website design, graphic design, of course studio recording, mixing, mastering, live sound, all kinds of crazy stuff.
If you can see it and hear it, he does it.
Yes, absolutely. It's the best way to put that, Jerry. Thank you.
You're very welcome, bud.
That's what I'm here for.
There's your tagline for next year.
Absolutely. We're going to change it right now.
If you can see it or hear it, I do it.
Go to MixmasterVA.com.
It's a great competition for me.
We're in Springfield, if that helps you at all.
It's just amazing. I mean, when I got out of college with a bachelor's degree in art, you know, these things were $6,000.
Yes.
Nobody had one. Mm. 2 years later, everybody had one. 3 years later, everybody was doing their own shit. Finally, 12 years later, everybody's tired of doing it themselves again, and says, you know, nobody likes my stuff because you're not an artist, so.
Exactly.
Let the artist do the artist, let the musicians do the music.
Even after playing with these fine musicians for the amount of time that we've been playing together, there are still nights, you know, if it's not as capacity as I would like it to be, but there are still nights, usually once every night, that somebody in this band does not fail to impress me at some point or another. They'll do some little nuance in the middle of a song or in a transposition between two songs that's just so good and so tasteful. And sometimes it's from the bass, sometimes it's from the piano, most of the times it's from the drums, I will say. You know, Marika belting out different things. It's just, I always go home humbled and impressed by some of my bandmates. No, most of the time I'm hiding mess ups. That's a good thing about guitar strings band. And they will bend eventually.
Cool, man. Anything else y'all want to say? Promote? Do?
Come see us.
Yeah, we would love to come out.
Consider this your invitation, your personal invitation.
Friday night, Charlestown. Saturday night.
That's the place to be.
Woodstock. Come see Revolution. If you cannot be there for the show, pull us up on Ustream, and you can watch the show remotely at any show we do.
All right, fellas and lady, say goodbye to everybody out there in Bonerland.
See you later, Bonerland. Thanks
see
for having
later.
Us.
Thanks.
Hey, wherever you go, work hard. Play hard, love hard. That's the secret to life.
That's right.
It's a show. Yeah.
It's a show.
There you go. It's a show.